Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Eugenio Suarez with a solo home run.
Oh.
And my Mariners now lead your Tigers 3-0.
Schultzy, on a scale of 1 to Schultz, how
Schultz are you?
How Schultz are you right now?
Well, I'm not confident. I'm excited.
You're excited?
But I'm going to be gripping if a Detroit runner gets on base at all the rest of the game.
Yeah, there is something about postseason baseball.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before. Since we all are big fans of one team, mm-hmm. we've all been through the agony of postseason baseball.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's, I don't think there's another postseason that really.
No, I'm so with you. There's nothing that ramps up.
It doesn't. What am I trying to say? Like
the tension that exists in every pitch from regular season to postseason. There's no greater jump in intensity, anxiousness, pucker factor.
And if you let's just say baseball. This: if you have a favorite team that you love dearly, mm-hmm. and they go all the way to their team's championship.
Yeah.
Or to their league's championship.
Yeah.
Of the four major sports, and you can even include soccer, although I don't know much about the soccer postseason, you will be far more exhausted mm-hmm. after your team wins the World Series than any other sport.
But there's too many adrenaline dumps where, like, because, like, every pitch, there's
it's
just, it's just a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And you get done and you're just, yeah,
it
you're
also
just, you're tired.
It also, I think the tension of it mm-hmm. creates fans, and I know exactly where, I mean, I've been where Schultzy is now, and you have too, watching your Mets, me watching the Royals. It does create a doom vibe.
Yeah.
You just are constantly mm-hmm. waiting
for something bad,
for something terrible to happen.
Yeah.
But and of course, like, when the Royals played the Mets in the World Series for the Mets, it did happen every single game of the series.
Every game.
Do you remember that?
I do remember
that. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, that was awesome. I feel like Mariner fan, though, is right now, there's a little cocky sniffing going on. Like, you would think for as beat down as that organization's been, I'm telling you, man, almost every Mariner fan I know, including Schultzy in there, there's a lot of walking around 12-6 style. They're,
yeah, a little cocky sniff.
Cock of the walk. No, we fear no one. And team to be. There's a lot of that chest puffing out sort of thing
Wait,
going on
we,
right
do
now.
Do we think any team in the postseason fears another team? Like, is that. I always love that.
We fear no one. Yeah, you're in the postseason.
Okay, well, I don't think there's other team that fears you either.
Yeah.
I am pretty
Nobody
confident.
Nobody fears anybody.
No, no. But I'm very confident
Why are
on my
you guys
Mariners.
So cocky? You're now making... See, this is bad, Schultzy. I'm going to tell you something right now. Because
okay.
what you're doing...
Well, I mean, okay.
Here's what you're doing.
Okay.
You're making Sukanik root against the Mariners. And we can't have this because he will be insufferable for the next 2 weeks as the Mariners make their improbable run to the World Series.
Well, I mean, okay. if you want to challenge me and be the antithesis, fine. But, like, it's not 100% confidence, but the position that this team is in, can anyone explain to me other than 0-1?
There is a cockiness.
It's not going well.
That fan base should not have.
But Schulte, you should know this by now, how to handle it. Just say what he wants to hear, okay?
What, that they're going to lose? I can't say that.
No, they can't.
Yes, say that.
They can't help themselves.
Because it's going to be bad. Just warning you now. Okay, what's the deal on Gunner?
Oh, yeah, you said, do we have some numbers on the guy that broke into the state capitol?
His stats?
yeah. He played at Gonzaga. He was a shortstop. He was drafted in the 28th round by the Marlins. He played two seasons for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Yeah, he hit 188.
In Jupiter, Florida?
Yeah, in A-ball.
Okay.
And then that was... He did play for the Muck Dogs in a summer league, kind of like the Portland Pickles. He hit .444 there.
Nice.
But in the two seasons he spent in single A, he's also been arrested multiple times. He's a drug addict. Sounds like he's been on
the drugs.
Yeah, a 72-hour hold. He was once sentenced to a year in jail, but only served 30 days. Looks like he had stalked some political people on Instagram. So sounds like this is like he's no one should be shocked that he was caught lighting fires inside the state capitol.
So all the people at Gonzaga are going, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So
yeah.
He's the guy arrested for vandalizing the Washington Capitol.
Yes.
Gunner.
Yeah. Gunner Schubert. Proud I wonder if the Zag fans like, there's our the alumni just making the state proud.
You know, it is true. It's like, you know, this text says, baseball not having a clock to run out means you're never really safe until the final out.
Yeah.
That's true. It's because if you think about it, like, let's say you have a 10-point lead in the NBA. You know, you get down to the last couple minutes, you're feeling really good about that.
Yeah.
Not that you can't have a big lead like the Brewers did last night over the Cubs or whatever, and you feel really good about it. But I don't know. That's a good point. Like, the more I think about it, large leads, and I don't mean like blowouts. Like a blowout, it's the game's over, and we all know that. But just a lead that's big, but also possible for the team that's trailing to come back. Baseball, it is far less safe in the fans' mind than in any other sport.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I think the NFL is starting to get this way too, especially now with the kickoff rule, and so many of them are now coming out to the 35 and 40, and kickers are automatic. It used to be in the NFL that if you got in the fourth quarter and you were up by two scores, that's like a 90% win rate. Two scores in today's football means nothing. You'd be up 14 points and there's like 7 minutes left. You're like, ah, we're fine. Score here. And then teams get so conservative, you know, when they're inside their own 20 at the end of games. I feel like that's happening in football more and more, where it doesn't feel like leads are safe. But you are so right that baseball never, unless you're up by like 10 runs.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, I said like a lead reason. That is like the Brewers last night. You felt good. You're a Brewer fan. They're up 7-3. Yep. But there's something about baseball that just does not let you let up.
I swear that the Dodgers have been rolling in the postseason, but the Dodgers will get up by 5-6 runs. And they're still, if you're a Dodger fan, especially with that bullpen.
Well, they were up 4-0.
Yeah, they tried to blow it last night.
And almost lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would end up being, 4-3? Yeah, they got within one. You're just like, oh, my God. And it's just, and when the momentum starts building and guys start stringing together hits, also, too, you don't have to score in order for your panic. Like, if you're up by three runs and you get one guy on, or God forbid you get two, now the tying runs at the plate, even though they're not scoring, there's the sense of you get a couple guys on, it changes with one swing of the bat. Whereas in most other sports, it takes a little longer. You know, most of the time, it's not a 75-yard touchdown you rip off.
Well, and there are also things like leadoff walks that just instantly tell you that the implosion is coming.
Vlad, by the way, yard again, 2-0 Blue Jays.
Oh, my God, already?
This beatdown of the Yankees. See, I will take no joy if the Mariners lose. I do think it's interesting that Mariner fans all cocky. But I will enjoy the beatdown of the Yankees, 100%. And the Blue Jays are just spanking that ass.
Vladdy is, that's got to, I don't know how you could beat, Mariners may beat the Tigers, and they should beat the Tigers. Yeah. They're up 3-0 already.
Careful wanting the Jays.
Yes. That team is nasty, and if Vlad's hitting like this, oh boy.
Yeah. That whole no one fears anyone. I'm not saying anyone fears anyone, but I promise you the Blue Jays don't fear anyone either.
All right.
Are they wearing a
Let's get to...
They got a home run blazer?
Yeah. You haven't seen that?
I have not seen
that. Yeah, it's all blinged up.
Why? I mean, the Trident, I guess, you know, it makes sense, but why is there a... Why are the Blue Jays wearing a sport coat?
I think they got spots from where each player was born marked on the jacket, so it's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's the home run jacket.
I have not seen a lot of Blue Jay baseball.
Why not? You're missing out, dude.
I watch way more National League than I do American League, and the Blue Jays play so many East Coast games. It's just...
Yeah, Schulze is right. The new blue sport coat initially included the names of every Toronto player's country on the back, along with the Blue Jays logo and the blue jacket on one of the sleeves.
Yeah.
It features the phrase La gente del barrio, or the people of the neighborhood in Spanish.
That makes sense.
Cool.
Blue Jays team interpreter Hector LeBron came up with the idea as a way to represent every culture on the team.
I know Mariner fans have a beef with Toronto because when they play the Blue Jays flood the stadium.
Yeah, that's going to be a messy ALCS.
I got a lot of fights. I got no ill will. I like with the Blue Jays. Like that's an organization that, well, if I was a free agent, I could get behind.
Well, they're Canadians. I mean, Canadians are cool,
and they got a great looking logo, and it just I got nothing against the Jays.
Well, and this is a big fat if, Souk. If the Mariners make the ALCS and the Blue Jays do as well, I'm hoping they pull a Yankees. The Mariners do, and just restrict ticket sales for Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. Nobody from Canada. Screw you.
Okay.
Yeah, the Yankees didn't let anybody from Massachusetts buy tickets.
I saw that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. That happened at the, was it the Washington-Ohio State game was a problem too?
Yeah,
where all the Ohio State fans were buying up.
Yeah.
Like,
people were pissed.
They were saying that Ohio State fans were buying season tickets for UW just to go to that game. This was last year.
Yeah.
Or no, this year.
This year.
Yeah, this year.
Is when they played them.
Yeah. Just a couple weeks ago. But yeah, that was apparently a problem.
Sometimes.
And they were asking UW fans not to sell their tickets to douchey Ohio people.
That's the big one, though. And that's, people can sell that and then make up most of their season ticket cost.
Yeah.
So
I get it. Yeah. I don't want to go watch Washington score 6 points.
I think they scored 3. Did they put up 6?
I think it was 6. I think it was 24-6, maybe.
They had at least
eight.
Yeah, maybe it was 2 field goals.
All right, we got to get to something called College Football Today. Mm-hmm. A big nugget coming out of the Red River Rivalry. Or is it Red River Showdown?
I don't know.
Or Red River Shootout?
Well, we can't call it the shootout anymore.
Whatever they're calling it, there's some news out of that today. We'll get to that to kick off College Football Today next on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, now to college football today, where Oklahoma, Texas is this week. And, you know, some of the shines off of that game because Texas isn't even ranked. Arch blows. And John Matera is out. But I noticed that Texas was instilled as the early favorite. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
I did see that. I think there's still a belief in Texas.
I feel like that's wrong.
It is, but the idea is that, you know, we have a hard time processing. We've been told all offseason that Texas is the most talented team in the country and all that, and they just haven't looked it. But to be fair, it's like when you look at Oklahoma, and we'll see what happens with Mateer, but, you know, they beat Auburn and they've beat Michigan in some close games. And other than that, it's Kent State and Illinois State. So I think the idea is that people are still going to assume that Texas is that much more talented than Oklahoma. And I'm not certain that that's correct. I mean, it's not like Texas is necessarily blowing out lesser competition.
Well, the news today is that Mateer may be back for this game.
Yeah, there's some video of him even last week, and he was out throwing the ball.
He's only 17 days removed from that hand surgery.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That is crazy.
And so they said that he was pushing to get back, and when I saw him out there throwing the ball, and granted, there's no, I think the fear is that if you get it hit, but when he was out there, some of the clips of him, I mean, he's ripping that ball at, you would have no idea that he had hand surgery.
Well, at the very least, doesn't it behoove Oklahoma to toss that out there? With the idea that Texas now has to prepare 100%. For both guys.
Yes.
Mateer obviously better than Hawkins, but Oklahoma's defense is, I mean, that might be, well, Miami or Oklahoma probably have one of the best defenses in the country.
Yeah.
And if, I don't know if anybody saw Texas's offensive line against Florida.
It was a sieve.
Dude, Oklahoma is going to absolutely demolish Arch Manning.
And take Sam Houston out of it, but I watched hunks of the San Jose State in the UTEP games because that was like one of those, like, what the hell's wrong with Arch Manning? And both of those teams gave Texas some problems. And granted, those both ended up being 38-7, 27-10. But again, those fronts gave Texas problems. And Arch is having a hard time. Again, a guy I follow who does some really good in-depth breakdowns was talking some of the pre-snap issues that Arch is having. And Brent Venables runs some of the most complex schemes in college football. I don't know why that Texas is the favorite here. But, I mean, Texas, think about that. Oklahoma is 6 in the country, 5-0. Texas is 3-2, and yet somehow Texas is the early favorite.
Well, I oftentimes tread lightly when
the line looks funky, right?
that's exactly that is one that is super fishy because
I mean it's basically
the odds makers don't, they're just, I mean, they make, there are mistakes, sure. There are mistakes in lines, but generally speaking they're really good at this kind of thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And when Texas opened as a 3-point favorite, I looked at that and went, what the hell? And it's now down to 1 because of the Mateer news.
Yeah.
But still, that's fishy. That's one of those where it might be, it's like too good to be true kind of line.
Yeah.
And before you know it, Texas wins 21-3 or something. I mean, Texas kicked their ass last year.
Yeah.
But of course, Oklahoma was much worse last year.
That was it. Yeah. I mean, Venables came into this year. It's funny. One came in trying not to get fired, and the other one came in with the idea of best team in the country, national championship. And now it's kind of flipped on its ear where Sark's feeling some pressure. Texas is another one of those teams, a lot like Penn State, that they have not looked good all year. Again, take out Sam Houston, because I didn't watch Sam Houston. But against Ohio State, didn't look great. San Jose State, UTEP, didn't look great. Florida, didn't look great. So I can understand with Penn State and with Texas that you tell me that these are talented teams, and I get it. There's NFL guys across the board. But at some point, I can only go with what I see with my eyes, and I just have not been impressed with Arch Manning or Texas. And by the way, it's not just an Arch Manning problem. You know,
I said, their offensive line isn't very good,
and the receivers don't look that good, and the defense, which is it's a solid D, you know, Lagway, who hadn't looked good all year, put up 29 on him.
So, yeah, that's weird. Very,
you know,
weird.
The Florida offense had no showed much of the year, so I'm with you. The only thing that would stop me from betting this is you say it all the time, and you brought it up. It's the sucker bet. The line that looks too good to be true usually is. But I think the wrong team is favored, although essentially at a one, I mean, it's a pick'em, but I'll take Oklahoma in that game.
All right, coming up next on College Football Today, how are things going for Bill Belichick? And does he last through Christmas? I'm not sure that he does.
Who's gone first, Dion or Bill?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
We'll continue when we return, but of course you knew that. Here's Schulte.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And this is from WRAL. I don't know. Some TV station out there, maybe?
I'm guessing that hard, is correct.
Hard-hitting news there.
Or perhaps it's RAL. I don't know.
I doubt that's just from someone's basement.
That does, RAL! That does a,
the sports RAL.
Parents and players are growing frustrated by nepotism, potential treatment, preferential treatment of transfers, and overall lack of culture in the program, calling it an unstructured mess and a complete disaster.
I can't even imagine.
Their two wins are over Charlotte and Richmond.
Now, they are only 2-3.
Yeah.
But WRAL, or as we like to call it, RAL, revealed very few interesting notes about how poorly things are going behind the scenes, starting with parents feeling there is nepotism at play and inexperience on the coaching staff. Quote, "It all started at the top, and the boys are being affected," a parent of a current North Carolina player said under the condition of anonymity, "for fear of retaliation." I don't fault the players. I fault the leadership that created this toxic environment. There's an individualistic mindset. The boys are young, and they are feeding into it. End quote. Steve Belichick, the defensive coordinator of a unit that has surrendered 72 points in the last 2 weeks, in particular, is very bad with communication. A source says, quote, "He has not talked to or had a conversation with most of the guys on defense. They don't even have his number." End quote.
It's going great.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, the
they don't even have his number?
Well, they just, they're so out of touch. This whole thing was a disaster from the get-go.
It continues. Belichick will say hi when he sees players in the building. His GM, Michael Lombardi, has been described by multiple sources as rude and nasty. Nobody likes him.
I mean, have you heard his interviews?
A source said, who, Lombardi?
Yeah, he sounds like a curmudgeon, like, all the time.
Well, and there's legendary stories, like Julian Edelman, you know, has stories about how, like, he would see Bill in the hallways and would be terrified to even speak to him, and that, like, there was such an icy cold relationship, and that's fine when you're Bill and you've got Super Bowl rings, but that doesn't work with college kids now that have some authority and can go somewhere else, and you know, Lanning said it best. It used to be, we asked Lanning about the difference between now versus when he was coming up. And he said, it used to be the players had to adapt to you. And he said, it is not that way anymore. You have to adapt to the players. And something tells me that old Bill and his staff and his kids and Jordan Hudson ain't adapting, which is why you're getting that ass beat.
Somebody asks on the text line, was anyone expecting North Carolina to be any good? Well, I mean, I don't know about that, but I know that I remember Bartu saying they had some talent.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bartu said that this was a minimum 10-win team.
Yeah.
When you looked at the talent gap. So
just
the fact,
talent.
So the fact that they are here.
So he's got some players.
This is a coaching.
But also,
thing.
I mean, it's the greatest coach of all time. Yeah. Like, let's not. I mean, I know it's a joke now, but Bill Belichick knows a thing or two about coaching football.
Yeah.
It's just. And you know, I think the other thing that helps with maybe how we thought he would do it in North Carolina is what Dion did at Colorado.
Yeah.
I think seeing that, and not that Dion has won, you know, 90% of his games there. I'm just saying, like, he's done a pretty good job at Colorado considering what he was handed. North Carolina, Belichick was handed a much better team and better players. So, yes, I think there was a reasonable expectation this might be kind of interesting with Belichick in North Carolina. And it's an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah, because it's not just that they're losing, it's the way they're losing. I mean, they are getting run off the field by, I mean, TCU and South Florida. It was 48-14 and 34-9. And a Clemson team that was reeling that was on the verge of quitting beat you 38-10. I mean, it's not competitive right now. And it looks like they have no idea what they're doing. There's no discipline. There's no scheme. Someone else, I was reading something where they basically said that the idea is that Bill, how best to put this? Bill refuses to accept that there's differences in the games. And he is expecting these guys to be able to work the way NFL players work.
Yeah.
And there's not enough meeting time and the things he's asking them to do. I mean, when you watch some NFL, especially on the defensive side, there are so many complex schemes that are being run. And communication is key. And the good NFL teams are so buttoned up. And if you're not good, they ship your ass out of town. You can't do that in college. You're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, and they're saying that a lot of these gaps that are forming and how bad they're defensively is that he's forcing a bunch of kids that are learning how to do basic arithmetic, and they're trying to shove advanced calculus down their throat in limited classroom time, and it's not working.
Well, he only knows one way.
Yeah.
And I think some people gave him, I think to that texter's point, maybe we gave him too much credit to be able to be adaptable. Yeah. He is not adaptable.
Now, and I'll say this. I know it's apples to oranges here a little bit because one was a defensive coordinator and this is the head coach. But when Lane Kiffin was at USC, shocking, USC was having defensive problems. And Lane could always score points. And he went and got his dad. He went and got Monty Kiffin, who was one of the great defensive coordinators in NFL history. And he was the defensive coordinator when I was in Tampa Bay. And I'd like to, again, that guy has forgotten more about football than I will ever know. And he got to USC and just was a disaster. There is just...
Well, we know these guys. Like, they're just... like the way
they're two different games.
The way Belichick won in New England...
Yeah.
You know, I guess just put it this way. It's not even about the Patriots. It's just the way that league works.
Yeah.
Your players are professionals. They are paid a lot of money. They are expected to... show up on time. Mm-hmm. They're expected to keep their bodies in pristine condition.
Yeah.
And you listen to the coaches and you go out and do your job.
Yeah.
College is just so much more complex.
Yes.
Like when
building cultures.
Because, yeah, these kids are young. They don't really know the things that the pros know. They don't, they're not as good. They're not as experienced. And you're the one in charge of bringing that all together. He doesn't have that. Bill never even had that in New England.
No.
They talked about how he was so icy there. With the Patriots, but when you win games, no one cares.
Yep.
College is just a completely different animal. You have to be the rallier. You have to be the Dan Lanning. And he has none of that.
None.
I think a lot of people thought perhaps he could adjust, but he hasn't. And that is not a surprise. Like the word individualistic that came up from the parent, that says all you need to know.
It's the NFL.
He is running this exactly like he ran things in the NFL, and it just there's no chance.
Because in the NFL... everything is an individual thing because, like you said, if you're not a professional, cool.
You're gone. He'll cut your ass. And he did.
Yes.
He did that multiple times.
All the time.
If you don't buy into what he wants from you, you're out of there.
And that just doesn't work. It is really about culture building. And he's busy being spiteful to the Patriots. You know, like some of the reports that are coming out of there that appear to be true. Like no one from North Carolina is allowed to tweet about Drake May. Like Drake May had that was a signature win. Big win over the Bills. No one from North Carolina is allowed to tweet about Drake May because Bill has a rub with the Patriots. The Patriots are not allowed on campus to scout any of his players. He's like in the middle of this disaster of a season, he's still trying to pick petty fights with the Patriots. And then all the Jordan Hudson crap. Bill will not be back next year, and it wouldn't shock me if he doesn't make it through the season.
Is he done? You think he's done before Christmas? By the way, I'll get it to you next. But remember yesterday we were talking about I have the odds on the next coach fired.
Yeah.
I have those. We haven't gotten to those yet. I'll get to those in the next segment.
Is Bill high?
Bill is not high on that list. And I'm saying right now, I'll give you the numbers when we come back. Bill might be a pretty good little bet.
Yeah. And by the way, his buyout is like nothing. I mean, it's
$10 million.
I guess that's after year one.
Yeah, I think they still have to pay him.
What?
It's not much.
Belichick?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was specifically actually after like June of this year, only $1 million.
That's what I thought, but I'll look. I don't think it's much. Like, he will not be back.
He may be the next to go.
And it wouldn't shock me. I'll tell you this. Dion and him, both of them will not be the coaches next year at Colorado and North Carolina.
Yeah, we had Dion news today as well. So we'll wrap up college football today next on The Fan.
Tell me something good.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Well, we're watching Schultzy watch his Mariners.
We could hear him through the glass.
Sorry, guys. I'm
lamenting.
Dying here.
You heard like a muffled...
We don't need apologies. Yeah. What is happening is that the Tigers have scratched across a run. It is 4-1 Mariners, bottom of 5. And it's really fun watching Schultzy over there grip. We've been where he is. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Glad you guys are having fun. Glad I can be entertaining.
Well, look, it's, you know, in the end, I know you're agonized over there. In the end, come on.
You'll be all right.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's your team. Yeah.
And you're still up 4-1.
You've been begging for them to be in this spot for 20 years.
Exactly.
They're in this spot. Enjoy it.
I'm trying. It's just the hope that they can do it all. And they're so close to like even getting to the ALCS. I just want to see it. And I'm so anxious that it will all go away. That's my anxiety.
Well, it probably will. Yeah. And
welcome,
you should expect it
to. The world of sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys. Well, I'm a Mariner fan. I ain't never been this far before. So you got to help me out.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
By the way, I looked it up. The weird North Carolina buyout where it drops to like less than $1 million. That's the buyout. We were right about that part, but it's what Bill would have to pay North Carolina if he goes to the NFL. His contract is guaranteed. So if they were to buy him out, it's $30 million. So yeah. It is not cheap. Okay. North Carolina, I mean, they have some good resources, but yeah, the buyout is not cheap. They owe him, they would owe him everything if they fire him.
Well, the news out of Colorado is that Deion had another procedure today.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's going to be back. He said he was hoping to be back at practice. You know, he's just having some health problems.
He's got more blood clots, he said.
So I just, who's gone first?
I think Deion is. I said all along when.
Oh, no. Oh,
I mean,
no.
They're 2-4, and he has legitimate health problems. I mean, to say that he's using this as an excuse to get out, and people are going to say that, but. And by the way, he may be used as an excuse, but it's a hell of an excuse. The guy had cancer and bladder surgery. And he's got a colostomy bag, for God's sakes. And now he's got blood clots back in his legs. But it's not going well. They're 2-4. He doesn't want to recruit. He never wanted to recruit. He's lost the allure of the whole prime thing. Colorado's no longer a story. They're just back to being a bad program in the Big 12 without a bright future. Unless this is strictly a monetary sort of gain thing, and I don't think he needs the money, he'll be gone by the end of the year. And he will use the medical stuff because he wants to save face. He doesn't want to admit that he's stepping down after winning 4 games, but he will not. I think Deion is gone first.
Do you believe?
Yeah.
Deion gone first, huh?
Deion will be gone first.
Okay.
But by the end of the year, Deion will make an announcement that he is stepping away for health reasons and he can still hold his head high. Bill, dude, Bill's a prideful, stubborn ass. He's going to make him fire him. And that's it's a big buyout. So you know, we'll see where this goes, but I'm putting my money on Coach Prime walks away.
The next college football coach fired odds. I was teasing this yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're finally getting to it here.
Is Billy Napier going to save his job again?
Napier's fourth on here.
Every time you think his ass is done, he beats it. I watch him, like, they'll reel off a couple, and they'll be like, well, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, he's an interesting one. He's fourth at plus 600.
Yeah.
Belichick is way down, and it may be different now. I saw this maybe Sunday.
Yeah.
Since that report came out about the turmoil in the North Carolina program, maybe he's jumped up the list, but
sure.
He was 25 plus 2,500 to so be the next coach fired.
So someone got him maybe good little odds there.
I think that would be great odds if you got him at that number. Napier plus 600.
Is North Carolina willing to stroke a $30 million check to get rid of a guy after 1 year?
Well, okay, but James Franklin is at plus 250. He's second, and
number one,
Penn State would have to pay.
Oh, I'm sure it's huge.
$85 million or something for him.
I'll bet you it's enormous.
So why is he plus 250 and Belichick, with a much smaller buyout, is plus 2,500?
I think the idea is that
By the way, Penn State has a lot of time to get it together.
Yeah, I think the idea is that Bill is an experiment. I think the frustration in Penn State is you've been building towards something, and Franklin has been maddening to a diehard Penn State fan, and all of a sudden it's like we were told as Penn State faithful, this is the year and this is what you give us. I think they may be at the point of enough is enough, just get me the hell out of here. Whereas North Carolina may be like, I don't know, what direction were we going anyways? We took a stab at this, we might as well give him another year and see if, you know, maybe he can turn this around. Tell you who's not calling is the NFL. Like, he thought this was going to be, he thought this was going to be some sort of like great comeback and the NFL would be clamoring for him. No one's clamoring for Bill. That dude, this will be the greatest fall from grace. Minus, I mean, scandal or murder or something. His legacy at one point was the unquestioned GOAT of all football. He had surpassed everybody. He stood on the mountaintop alone. And then he gets into a pissing match with Brady. Brady goes down and wins, and he has done jackass since. He gets into the whole Jordan Hudson crap, and now this is the final marker on his gravestone. Dude, this is a hell of a way to end it for Bill. But the number one who should be fired next? It should be Trent Bray. If it's not,
he's not on the list.
Are you effing kidding me?
No, but I think that this is only. I want to say that maybe power, this is power only four. Power four.
Because how Trent Bray is not the odds-on favorite. Oregon State, what are you waiting for? Is this buyout also too is not a bunch. It's quite small. It's like $4.5 million or something. What are you doing? How on earth? And by the way, a day after Trent Bray was like, oh no, our recruiting class is great and everyone's rock solid. Their top recruit, their 4-star quarterback out of California, just decommitted. Literally a day after he went on there and tried to say that the recruits are all standing by him.
Ooh, look at that. See that, Schultzy?
I'm a little behind you. Yep, just saw it now. Let's go, baby. JP. Oh, my God.
JP Crawford, huh?
Let's go.
5-1. Okay, so no, I think this must be Power 5 because I double-checked the list. He's not on here, Trent Bray.
Yeah.
Number one, can you guess? Maybe fired if they lose this weekend.
Maybe fired if they lose this weekend.
At least, I mean, I don't know, but I could see it.
I'm trying
number
to think.
Three is a bit of a surprise. So we've got Napier at 4, 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
James Franklin second at 2.5-1.
Just, his buyout is so massive. They are not.
Number one and number three. Number one is 1.5-1, and number three is 3-1.
All right. The only that I can think of that are struggling, Fickell at Wisconsin's in it right now.
He's number one.
He's number one.
And he's who I think if they lose to Iowa, they have a home game against Iowa. And I get they're on their like third string quarterback now.
Okay.
But if they lose to Iowa, if that's ugly, I could see Wisconsin punting on him.
The Wisconsin, in fact, they're showing some fans are bringing signs.
Yeah, his buyout's $31 million.
Ooh, God, it's expensive. These buyouts,
but
man.
Am I wrong that I feel like that's low in today's game?
I guess, it's not the James Franklin, Jimbo Fisher $85 million, but let's also, Wisconsin's not Penn State.
Sorry, he had $31 million left on his deal. His buyout would be $25
million. Okay, I mean, it's a hefty price, but I mean, I don't know how flush Wisconsin is with cash. I just know in this day and age with NIL and revenue sharing, the idea is that coaches are going to get longer leashes because athletic departments are having a hard time justifying writing these checks. And when you're writing these checks, a lot of times you have to go to boosters. And at some point, boosters are exhausted. Like, how much money can we give you and you're giving us nothing for it? And now I got to fire this coach because they've lost to Bama, Maryland, and Michigan. And by the way, let's play the fun game. Did you look at Wisconsin, what happens after Iowa? Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they have a rough skid, huh?
So whether they beat Iowa or not, then they play Ohio State, Oregon, Washington, Indiana, and Illinois.
Ooh.
Let's play the fun game of you could close your eyes and throw a dart at which one of those games Luke Fickell gets fired, and you're going to be right. Dude, that dude is cooked.
So he's the favorite, followed by Franklin. And then I thought
what about Hugh Freeze?
Yep, he's third.
Okay.
Plus 300. That kind of surprises me. I mean, I don't follow Auburn all that closely, but
it's not going great.
I know it's not going great, but didn't they win who'd they beat in the opener? They beat somebody good, didn't they?
They got embarrassed. I mean, that was
Baylor. They beat Baylor.
They beat Baylor. Oklahoma just gave them. That was the Jackson Arnold disaster where they did nothing. They put up.
Oh, Oklahoma looks pretty good.
So they beat Baylor, Ball State, and South Alabama, and they lost to Oklahoma and Texas A&M, and now they've got Georgia, Missouri back to back. So. And Auburn's got a case of the supposed as. This is why, I think the Auburns and the Arkansas of the world, I just think those jobs are, I want nothing to do with those jobs because they're just, it's really hard to win there. I mean, I know Auburn recently, we think of Auburn as Cam Newton, but you got to, that Auburn team wasn't that good. He said Cam Newton. That was a generation. That was a Vince Young. I'm just going to drag your sorry ass to a national championship. And by the way, in today's game, they don't win that national title because they'd have to go through the playoff and Auburn wouldn't have lasted. They weren't. And so Auburn, it's a good job, but you will always be behind your rivals. You do not have the resources. You do not have the recruits. And so I just think jobs like that, you're kind of destined to fail because people have expectations like you're LSU and Alabama, and you're not. You're just not.
Last bit of odds for you. I have the odds on Penn State's next coach.
I got $85 million to say Franklin.
Well, no, but it could be in 2 years.
Texas A&M wrote a check to get rid of Jimbo for that much.
It sure did. Who do you think it is? Odds on favorite? Kind of interesting.
Odds on favorite if they moved on.
So there's one obvious hot name that I think would be a great fit there, and that's Kurt Cignetti.
Yes.
He's 6-1. He's third.
Yeah. And he's a little bit older. I mean, he's in his 60s, but...
Yeah, but come on, dude.
Go get him.
Yeah, get him.
Back. Well, that's what I said. Like, if I was Washington, and maybe he wouldn't go. He's a Midwest guy. I mean, he's never spent that time. But, dude, I would kick Jed Fish's ass to the curb and go back up the Brinks truck and go get Cignetti at UW.
By the way, before we get to the top two, and then we'll move on to the club, I saw Jed Fish's Rutgers press conference today.
Yeah.
And it was really weird.
Yes.
He's
weird. I'm not.
He was begging. He was kind of insinuating, because if the Mariners get to a game five, mm-hmm. they will host that game on Friday with the Tigers.
Okay.
And Washington plays Rutgers on Friday night. From what I understand, the game times, they would not overlap. Like the baseball game would be a day game and then their game is at 6.
Okay.
But he went on this whole thing about, well, you know, when you play in the Big Ten, it's full. The stadiums are full every week. And he was talking about the Maryland game. And mm-hmm. then he was talking about Rutgers when they went there last year. And he's saying he was kind of insinuating that the place he was worried about the fan turnout for the Rutgers game. He was kind of saying, I really, you know, like kind of begging the fans, get out there. We need a full house because that's what it is in the Big Ten. It was, I don't know. It was strange. I don't know why he did. Do the Husky fans show up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he's thinking just because it's Rutgers.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the Mariners are playing, maybe. And I don't know. He is not. He's on my no bet list. I cannot bet on Washington at all with him as their coach.
I will tell you that knowing several people that are diehards of that program, and I know a couple of people inside that program that are tied to it, right? That are more in the inner workings. But the Jed Fish confidence index is not very high at all. He's weird. he's a little off-putting. The family stuff bothers people immensely.
Well, his family moved back to Arizona.
His family moved back to Arizona, and his wife posts. She's big on Instagram, and it really rubs people the wrong way, and he's not very engaging, and there was the idea that that was fine. He was just, he's a no-nonsense football guy. Less and less people are convinced that he is actually wanting to be there, and it's like, it's just this weird, there's a weird, for a school that seems to be trending in the right direction, and they're 4-1, and just had a monster comeback win at Maryland, and you got a big three there that everyone's excited about, and they're playing hard. The vibes are not what they should be up there, and I think a lot of it has to do with Fish.
His teams are just, they're just not tight. Like, and he seems, every time I watch him, he seems to just dismiss egregious mistakes. Like, they do it every week.
Yeah.
And his press conference will be the same every week. It'll be like, well, you know, we certainly can't have the muffed punts. We had four of them. And, you know, you just can't have that. You know, we got to clean. Like, it's like, dude, no, this keeps, you're the coach.
Yeah.
Like,
just,
I don't know.
It
he
just
is
doesn't feel buttoned up.
Odd duck. Anyway, odds on favorite, Penn State next coach. 2-1.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think of who's like a hot, as I'm assuming it's not going to be someone like down in the SEC. It's not going to be like Lane Kiffin.
He is in the Big 10.
He's in the Big Ten.
Yes.
So they're going to go poach someone.
Yes.
Who's, you mentioned Cignetti. I'm trying to think of who else, like, who would you go poach in the Big Ten that's...
Well, I'll give you a hint. Every 3 years, he's a hot name.
Every 3 years, he's a hot name.
Because he always does a great job in his third year. It's happened, I think, pretty much everywhere he's gone.
It's not Bielema, is it?
It's Matt Rhule.
Oh, Matt Rhule.
Really? And look, Nebraska, I mean.
Oh, stop it.
They're all right this
year. That's your.
Well, that's who's number one on the odds of next Penn State coach. Yes.
Hmm.
And he.
Boy.
A lot of people who think that Nebraska is trending up now this year.
Boy, in his
third year.
I'll tell you right now that if you're a Penn State fan and your solution to the James Franklin level of mediocrity is Matt Rhule.
O'Brien is second on the list. So it goes Matt Rhule.
You're back to that.
Matt Rhule, Bill O'Brien, Kurt Cignetti. Those are the top three.
Just go give Cignetti whatever he wants. Write him a blank check. But this Matt Rhule, boy, that is...
Manny Diaz, fourth. Urban Meyer, fifth.
There you go.
Lane Kiffin. Will Stein.
Yeah.
Hey, what about that?
I'll tell you right now.
16-1.
I would rather roll the dice. You know me. I would rather roll the dice on the young offensive guy that's got some juice to him. I would rather roll the dice on Will Stein than go with freaking Matt Rhule.
All right, we're done with sports.
Bill O'Brien.
Back
to Bill O'Brien, huh?
Maybe they could get co-head coaches.
I wonder what Scott Frost...
he's down at UCF.
Go give Scott Frost another...
Jayhawks just gave him a beat down.
It's Jonathan Smith. Penn State, be better. This is like, you know, the crazy stupid love, be better than the gap. If I'm Penn State, that's be better than Matt Rhule.
Well, look, that's not...
You're Penn State. You have 111,000 people.
Wait. To be fair to Penn State, they don't make the odds.
Yeah.
Like, that's just some book.
Yeah.
Like, that's not Penn State saying, oh, yeah, we're going to go get Matt Rhule. It's going to be great. You know.
Matt Rhule.
We are done with sports because we just can't do 4 hours of sports. We just can't.
No.
Coming up next, changing your name for free beer.
Jason Rainier coming at you. Let's go.
The Club on the Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business.
You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.